Okay, folks, today is something we're calling Connect Sunday. You're like, what in the world is that, George? What is Connect Sunday? Well, here's what I want you to understand. When we talk about church, in the traditional sense of a meaning of church, people often think of church as the building where you come to the service. And you often think in terms of who the preacher is, or the pastor, or the priest. And you think that's the church. Well, that's the traditional sense of church, but that's not a biblical sense of church. That's not what the Bible teaches about church. Church is actually something so much more than just a service. Church is something so much more than a building. In fact, the early church didn't have buildings. They met in buildings, but they didn't have church buildings. Church, when you look at the scripture, is people. Followers of Jesus Christ who come together. So when we think about the Kerwinsville Christian Church, because that's who we are here, what we're talking about is not the building, it's not even the preacher, it's you. You, each and every one of you. Now, as soon as I say that, in your mind, some of you are saying, yeah, I think I understand what you're saying, George, but here's the problem. You don't know what I've done. Or you don't know the mistakes I've made. You don't know who I am or what my background is. Yep, you're right. I don't know any of that. Don't really want to know any of that. That's really not the point. The point is the church is made up of everybody who comes to be a part of the church. That's who the church is. So whether you're here with your stuff or whether you're here and you ain't got no stuff, you're all part of the same church, and the church is you. You need to understand that. Now here's the problem. Through the years, and it's happened everywhere, we have this concept that church is a spectator event. It's where most of us come and sit, and the few do something or the few are involved. Actually, again, that's wrong, and we're going to see that here in a moment. Church is everybody being involved, everybody exercising the gifts that God has given you so that we function together as a church. And that's what we're going to talk about today. That's why we're having Connect Sunday. Because we want to make the connection with each of us through our service. So here's what I want you to understand. We're going to talk about it in detail here in a moment. What I want you to understand is this. Two points we're going to look at here. Number one, you're gifted. And number two, you're important. Number one, you're gifted. Number two, you're important. That goes for everyone here. Again, somebody's going to say, oh, but you don't know. I know I don't know. It really isn't the issue to talk about. What you need to understand is what the Bible says, which is what we're going to look at here in a moment, is that number one, you are gifted. And number two, you are important. Every single one of you. You are gifted. You are important. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to look, first of all, to have an understanding. Because if we're going to make Connect Sunday work, you've got to come to a biblical understanding, first of all. So let's look at what the Bible says. We're going to look at two sections in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is really a discussion about spiritual gifts. And that's where you fit in. So let's look first of all at verses 4 through 7. Here's what Paul says. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So here's what we're going to do with this first section. We're going to look at that very first point that I was telling you about. You are gifted. You are gifted. Two things I want you to see here. Number one, the church is made up of many different individuals. Have you noticed that here? Have you just kind of look around? Just kind of, you may not want to, just kind of pan your eyes around, look around to everybody here, look and see, everybody eyeballing everybody here. Just kind of look around. Now, have you noticed we're not all the same? Oh, I'm glad about that. Yeah, I mean, do you notice that? We're not all wearing the same clothes. Have you noticed that? We don't all have the same hairdos. In fact, we all don't even have the same amount of hair. Okay? Have you noticed that? Look around. Do you see that? Okay, now listen. Watch for a moment. That's just the obvious thing. Here's what I'm going to go a little bit deeper. We all don't root for the same teams, right? Especially that guy down front with that green jersey on, right? Okay? We don't root for the same teams. We don't vote for the same people, right? Right? We don't eat the same food. We don't like the same candy bars. Do you understand what I'm saying? We drink different drinks. We like our ice cream in different flavors. We're different. And here's what I want you to understand. Listen to me. That's okay. Can I say it again? That's okay. Because the scripture tells us in this passage that the church is made up of many different individuals. Think of how boring it would be if we were all the same. Wouldn't it be boring? Better believe it would be. Second thing I want you to see from this passage. The church is made up of many different individuals. Here's the second thing. You have been gifted by God in order to help the church. You have been gifted by God in order to help the church. Now, as soon as I say that, somebody's going to say to me, well, that may be true of the people picking the guitar. That may be true of Brad when he sings, but I don't have any natural abilities, George. I don't have any talents. Isn't that what we say? Okay? I'm not talking about your talents. I'm not even talking about your natural abilities. If you have those, that's wonderful. Great. But see, that's really irrelevant to our discussion here this morning. Because the passage tells us in verse 4 that the manifestations of the Spirit were given to each one as the Spirit gives them. That means that God gave each and every one of you, listen to me, He gave each and every one of you, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, when the Holy Spirit came into your life, He gave you a gift or gifts to be used in the church for the benefit of the church so that we can function properly. And so what kind of gifts are you talking about, George? Well, for some, it's gifts of service, gifts of encouragement. For some, it's gifts of teaching or speaking. For some, it's gifts of giving. See, they are the inclinations in your heart of what God wants you to do, and you should act on those inclinations because He's gifted you to do those things. Do you understand? You have been gifted. Now again, somebody's going to say to me here, somebody big time right now is screaming in their mind, you don't know what I've done. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. What do you mean it's irrelevant? The God who forgives you is the one who gifts you. And He has something for you to do in our church. All right, so stop for a moment. Here's the point. I want you to write this down. There is something for you to do in our church. Write that down. There is something for you to do in our church. Listen to me. There is something for you to do in our church. Here's the second thing. And we can't function right unless you do it. We can't function right unless you do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Our church won't function right unless you're using your gift. You're gifted. You're gifted. That's the first thing I want you to see. You're gifted. You need to understand it. Now the second thing, remember I told you, is you're important. Let's look at the next section of verses here. We're going to look at verses 12 through 20. He's going to use the illustration of the human body to make his point here. Look with me at verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are we one body? So also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of a body, is it therefore not of the body? And if an ear should say, behold, because I'm not an eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But God hath set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleases. And if we were all one member, where would the body be? But indeed, there are many members, yet one body. Here's what I want you to understand. He's using illustration talking about the church. The Bible describes the church not just as a gathering or an assembly, but as a body. We are a body. We are the body of Christ here as a church. And what he says is that in the body of Christ, there are many members. So like, for instance, if you were to get up in the morning, some of you did this morning, and you looked in the mirror, and you weren't just all one big nose. Do you know what I'm saying? You weren't that. Or maybe you thought that, but you weren't, okay? Because you had eyes, you have lips, you have ears, you have cheeks, you have a tongue, teeth, or dentures. You have something. All of us are different. Now here's what I want you to see. Here's the point that he's making. Every person is important to the church. Every person is important to the church. Every single one of you, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ and you claim this to be your church and you are a part of this church, you need to understand me, hear me. You are important to the church. We need you. You're important. We can't function right without you. That would be like if I came in here today and said, guys, I've decided that I don't need my lungs anymore. It's not out in the open. You can't see them. They're not really that important. I've decided I'm going to go to the hospital and have them remove my lungs. You would say to me, goodbye, George. It's been nice knowing you. Right? Because you know that I won't be able to function without my lungs. How about if I just decided to give up my heart? How about if I lost my arm? Can I function? Yeah, I can function. Would I function properly? No. If I lose my legs? What if my mouth just decides to close forever and I never eat anything again? I'll lose a lot of weight. Need that. But I wouldn't survive. See, this is the thing. You are important. And again, I'm hearing the screaming in your mind. Yeah, but you don't know. You don't understand. It's an irrelevant issue. You are a part of the body. You have been gifted. You are important. Here's the second thing I want you to see. The church cannot function properly without your gift. Whenever I hear someone say, I don't know that I need to come there anymore because I'm really not needed. They don't need me. They won't miss me if I'm there. We have those kind of thoughts, don't we? Don't we? You can't be any more wrong. You are wrong. You are needed. You are important. The problem may be is that you've never found where to exercise your gift because you've never asked where to exercise your gift. But the fact of the matter is we do need you. You are a part of us. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, we can't function properly without you. You need to grasp that. And you say, okay, George, this is a wonderful lesson. What does this have to do with anything? Well, this is called Connect Sunday. And I want you to understand two things. Number one, you are gifted. Number two, you are important. We can't function without you. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pray, and then we're all going to get up and go downstairs to the basement. Do I need to go? Yes, you'll be okay. There's nothing drastic down there. There's food. But what you're going to see when you go down into the basement, you're going to come down, you're going to see three tables with food. You're going to see a table over here with drink. Of course, we have sweet tea. Watermelon Kool-Aid. And something diet for those of you who want something diet. When you look along the wall, you're going to see different sections up on the wall. And there's going to be somebody from that section there to talk to you about being a part of our church. You're going to work your way around and you're going to see one first one's going to be ushers. It's the folks who take up the offering or do the greeting at the door, give you a bulletin. Maybe you want to help there. The next one is prayer. That's pretty simple. How do you do? What do you do with that one? Well, you pray for the church. There's a guy who heads up that area. He'll talk about how you can be involved. He'll talk about the prayer breakfast, which we had a great turnout yesterday for that. He'll talk about that. We have outreach. What kind of outreach? Well, the Operation Oil Change. There'll be some people there talking about that. Or talking about that you would be interested to maybe take part in future things. Men's Resonate Bible Study. There'll be somebody there to talk about that. There'll be somebody from the audio video. You know, we can't do this without somebody clicking through the slides or making sure the mic's low or loud or whatever and recording it so that you can hear on the messages later on. We need some help in that area. There's the youth area. Then we get into the children's area. Children's church, children's Sunday school, nursery. We always need help. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, we need help in that area. Then there's the food and hospitality area. There are different areas. The ladies' Bible study. There's going to be a section where George is at talking about membership. If you want to talk to me about what it means to be a member in our church, how do you get to be a member? We've got another thing we're doing. It's called Remind, connecting through being aware of what's going on in our church. And if you want to sign up for that, you can talk to me about that. You say, well, none of that really fits me, George. Well, come talk to me. We'll try to figure out something how you can be used, your gift can be used in our church. And while you're at it, grab a sandwich and a drink and connect with each other by just talking. Think we can do that? Okay, let's pray.